Richland Center.
Our news at noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 73 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Nearly all of Florida under some type of warning or watch, with Hurricane Helene set to become a major Category 3 before making landfall Thursday night along Florida's Gulf Coast. ABC's Victor Oquendo is near Big Bend and says the governor is urging residents to get out of Helene's path.
Some residents are definitely heeding the warnings. They're packing up, getting out of town. Others tell us they want to wait, get a better idea for the track before they make their decision. But the clock is ticking. Helene is on the move, and she could bring up to 15 feet of storm surge.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Pittsburgh today. Former President Trump is in Mint Hill, North Carolina, both campaigning on the economy in those swing states. President Biden appearing on ABC's talk show The View today, the first for a sitting president. He's also holding meetings on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The U.S. urging Israel and Hezbollah to de-escalate, that as Israel's military chief signals a possible ground operation in Lebanon. This is ABC News. Meta's Connect Conference gets underway today, and instead of its latest virtual reality technology, this year, augmented reality could play a bigger role.
Meta has reportedly been developing a set of augmented reality glasses called Project Orion.
The idea is that they'll have some sort of built-in screen so that you could see the outside world through the glasses typically, but also have like a digital overlay over them.
Engadget's Devendra Hardawar says there's already some hints of what they'll look like.
Judging from some leaked pictures, and Mark Zuckerberg had like a pair behind him in a photo. They look like chunky hipster glasses.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Just over after it launched, TikTok is shutting down its music streaming service. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, says TikTok Music will end in November. Existing TikTok accounts were able to sync with TikTok Music, allowing people to download songs that appeared in videos. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Looking for unbeatable deals on fresh pork? Stop by the Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center. This week, grab whole pork butts for just $1.98 a pound, pork shoulder roast at $2.98, and pork shoulder steaks for only $3.48. And don't miss out on our new deli favorites. Ketchmer Mesquite Smoked Turkey is just $8.48 a pound, and Baby Swiss Cheese is just $5.98. Plus, check out their brand new Heat and Eat meals. Choose from ham and turkey dinners, Italian beef, and pulled pork and beans. Come visit the Richland Locker, where quality meets value.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 71 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for plenty of sunshine and pleasant today, a high of 75. Tonight, mainly clear, pockets of fog later, a low of 49. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and continued warmer than normal with a high of 78. After a low this morning of 43, it's 71 degrees.
At the Creative Outlet, we are grateful for the brave soldiers that have fought for the freedoms that we enjoy. We are also grateful to their families for their ultimate sacrifice of their loved ones. I would be honored to assist anyone that needs help with memory albums honoring these brave men and women. My name is Heather. I can help you find the right products, ideas, and support you in your scrapbooking journey to honor those heroes that have served our great nation. On behalf of all of the consigners and the renters at the Creative Outlet, we thank you for your military service.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It is a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center at 12:10. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Board of Supervisors held a special public meeting last night to offer the public an opportunity to share their concerns. The meeting also included a presentation from Wisconsin County's Association Attorney, Andy Phillips, regarding the roles and responsibilities in county government. The agenda included discussion on specific county topics. First and foremost on everyone's mind was the cybersecurity incident. County Administrator Candace Pesch.
As the letters that went out said, you know, we had an incident. It took several months to adequately investigate. We had a cybersecurity firm that are a team of specialists that handled everything from start to finish. We were advised every step of the way by a legal team and cybersecurity experts on all of the steps we were to take and when we were to take them. And so that hopefully will answer a lot of the questions, this handout here. But if we have additional questions on the cyber incident, we will answer them to the best of our ability. What I will say is there are things that we cannot discuss publicly. There are things that we would not want out in the public forum, vulnerabilities that could be created by having some of those discussions. And so some of the answers that you may see, we may not be able to provide for you. It's not that we're trying to hide or cover up anything. It is because of the fact that we are being advised by our legal team what we should and should not discuss, especially in a public forum.
A copy of the most asked questions and answers can be found on the Richland Government webpage at co.richland.wi.us. Richland County resident Chris Storr offered advice to her community.
I'm going to say to you, the audience, be careful. If our information is breached, you don't want to be inundated with scammers. Someone's going to try to take advantage of that situation. So I got the notification for my credit card. So instead of clicking in that email to call this number or whatnot, I called the number on my credit card and talked to my credit card company directly. They gave me a different number to call. And in the meantime, I decided I would just go out to Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion through credit cards to each of their websites and put a fraud alert on my own. It took me all afternoon, and I know it took some time, but it's out there for a year. So I'm just asking you to be diligent. It's your money, it's your credit, it's your life. Take control. Call, email directly to the three credit bureaus. You have to be an advocate for yourself.
If you have any questions concerning the cybersecurity incident in Richland County, call County Administrator Candace Pesch at 608-649-3001. Another topic up for discussion last night was Pine Valley Community Village. County Board Chair Dave Turk.
We have an interim administrator in place. We have seen success in hiring staff to the point the facility is now fully staffed, which is wonderful. We have seen an almost 100% reduction in our use of temp staff, which were very costly to the county to the tune of about $750,000 in 2023. Through working through scheduling and staffing issues, we've been able to almost eliminate that. Not quite, but almost. The budget for 2025 for Pine Valley is looking very good. So there's a lot of good news out there now, and we're very happy about that.
Another topic on the agenda was the ambulance service. Michael Jessen has been serving Richland County as the Emergency Medical Services Director and Emergency Management Director since May 28th.
The first week was not a great week. As is well known publicly and posted regularly on social media, there were two employees that were terminated my first week. I can't speak to that cause, but it's not something that was taken lightly, it's something that was done haphazardly. And I can assure you, standing before you, that this is much benefit of the doubt due process was given beyond what was required. In the time since, towards the end of August, I received resignation letters from a total of four staff. That includes three full-time staff as well as one part-time staff. I can't speak to their reasons. I know that each and every one of them has their own story, and it's not my role to speak to them. What I can speak to is the incredible people we have in place with Richland County EMS now. They stepped up to the plate when we were really behind the eight ball, when I was setting the September schedule going, how in the heck are we going to cover this thing and make sure an ambulance is available to our community 24/7. No questions asked. These folks stepped up. I'm happy to announce that for the month of September, we have a total of 16 open hours on the schedule. That's this coming Saturday, and if that's not filled, I myself am going to work it. Therefore, we've had no open coverage days in the month of September, and we have responded to every 911 call we have been dispatched to. Furthermore, when I started here, our average response time from the time that the tone goes off from dispatch saying, hey, you have a call, to the time that we got out the door, the average there was about 2.9 minutes. Though staffing was decreased for a time there in August, though we were doing everything we could with the bare bones skeleton crew, I'm happy to inform you for the month of August and the month of September, our average response time is 90 seconds from the time we are dispatched to the time we are on the road, on the way, ready to come solve your problem.
Again, if you have questions concerning the cybersecurity incident in Richland County, call County Administrator Candace Pesch at 608-649-3001. Credit reports are important to consumers when financial assistance is needed. A good credit score indicates to a lender that you are reliable and responsible, which makes it easier to obtain a loan. A good credit score will also make it easier to qualify for a credit card, save on interest, and get better insurance discounts, to name a few. When a report has a low score, you might be able to improve it, but it will do it with caution. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
If there's information on your credit report that's negative but correct, individuals could be really tempted by companies claiming that they have an easy fix. But hopefully you know not to believe that easy fixes aren't necessarily the way. You could end up being charged hundreds of dollars in illegal upfront fees, lose control of your private information, and do further harm to your credit score if you do engage with these companies. So credit repair services promoted on websites and social media often claim that they can permanently remove all negative information from your credit report and improve your credit score. They say they can create a new credit identity or hide bad credit history. But they do this using stolen Social Security numbers or convincing you to apply for an EIN or an employer identification number from the IRS under false pretenses, which could result in fines or even prison time. And so we don't want people to get messed up with all of that.
Credit repair scammers might even offer you a service that you can also receive from a reliable source.
In the best case scenarios, what we've seen is that a credit repair scammer solution is simply to provide you with letter templates that you can send to remove that information. But those are available for people for free at different credit repair services and nonprofit organizations that assist people with this. So we don't want people to get tied up with these scammers. Real credit companies can't legally remove information from your credit report that's current and correct. Again, like I said, the Federal Trade Commission is one of those organizations where you can get letter templates online for free, but they're only going to help you remove a legitimate mistake on your credit report, not real information that tends to have a negative impact on your report.
Michelle Reinen advises what to look out for.
Avoid any credit repair company that asks you for that payment up front, or one that warns you not to contact the credit bureaus directly, or advises you to dispute credit report information that you know is accurate. That's not going to be able to be removed when the information is true, just impacts you negatively.
Credit repair companies must explain your legal rights in a written contract that details the services they perform, the cost you'll pay, any results they guarantee, how long it will take to get them, and your 3-day right to cancel. Anything a credit repair company can do legally, you can often do yourself for little or no cost. If you are a victim of a credit repair scam or any scam, you can contact AdCap's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Small farms are keeping an eye on the farm bill. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Schmidt Woodland Hills announces respite care services. Nicer weather is fast approaching, and along with that, there will be houses to clean, yard work to be done, and summer excursions to take. How will you find the time to fit it all in? Perhaps we can help. Just in time, Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering respite care services. Perhaps you are experiencing caregiver burnout and need to recharge your batteries. Maybe your loved one would benefit from a specialized therapy program to help rebuild their strength. We can work with you to design a program of specialized activities and socialization that is best suited to your loved one's well-being. What could be better than 24-hour care from a highly trained team of compassionate caregivers? The length of the stay can be tailored to individual needs and goals. To discuss your needs in more detail, call 608-647-8931 and ask for Bobby Stoltz to explore the possibilities.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
It's a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. The current farm bill expires Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms. Chuck Andrus is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Small farmers also want the next farm bill to safeguard against weather disruptions caused by climate change.
These practices infiltrate more water and hold more water in the soil and make a huge difference on the amount of water coming off of farm fields.
The farm bill also covers the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. UW-Madison's ranking has slipped slightly in the annual list from U.S. News & World Report. It's now ranked the 39th best in America among public and private universities. Last year, it was 35th. Of all its programs, engineering ranked the highest. Other colleges in Wisconsin that made the list include Marquette, Edgewood College, UW-Milwaukee, Concordia, and UW-Oshkosh. If it feels like we've been talking about a lot of school threats lately, it's because we are. The State Department of Justice says more than 130 school threats have been reported in just 2 weeks. The threats have impacted 28 school districts across Wisconsin. Officials say threats tend to rise after school shootings, like the one in Georgia. The State Department of Justice runs the Speak Out tip line, where anyone can report a concerning comment or post. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources announced nearly $460,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese contamination in the state's smaller public water systems. Evers' office says these smaller systems have historically been ineligible for financial assistance through the department to remove PFAS and manganese. With the funding, the communities will be able to drill new wells, connect to existing public water systems, or install treatment to receive a safer water supply. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges Wisconsinites and state visitors to think twice before giving invasive species or harmful hitchhikers a ride in their firewood this fall. Ahead of National Firewood Awareness Month in October, help the DNR prevent the spread of invasive pests and harmful insects by making smart firewood choices. Tree-killing hitchhikers often lurk on or inside firewood. These include the spongy moth, emerald ash borer, the fungus that causes oak wilt, and many other invasive insects and fungi. Your firewood choices are important, and with good practice, you can help slow the spread of these tree-killing pests and diseases. When untreated firewood is transported away from the tree where it was harvested, those pests and fungi can later emerge to attack trees at the new location. This can happen whether that new location is in the next town or hundreds of miles away. This fall, the risk of spreading spongy moth on firewood remains high, although infestation rates in 2024 were not as high as the record-setting summer of 2023. Many areas in the state still saw high caterpillar numbers. That means increased numbers of egg masses and an elevated risk of spreading those egg masses to less infested areas through firewood. Wisconsin has laws to help prevent the movement of spongy moth, focusing on the risk posed by firewood. A state spongy moth quarantine prohibits the movement of firewood and other products that can carry spongy moth eggs to counties on and near Wisconsin's western border or other states where the pest is not established. Uncertified firewood from more than 10 miles away is prohibited from entering state parks, state forest, or other DNR properties. The DNR's Firewood Rules and Resources webpage explains firewood regulations. County, federal, and private campgrounds may have similar firewood restrictions. If moving firewood to or through tribal properties in Wisconsin, contact the tribe and follow its policy on allowable firewood. The Don't Move Firewood website urges people to buy local, burn local. That means purchasing firewood for your camping trip on site instead of bringing it from home or picking it up along the way. To find local firewood sellers and vendors of certified firewood, visit the Firewood Scout website. It's also strongly recommended that campers leave any unused firewood behind. It's not worth bringing a pest home to infest your property. The same guidelines stand for those who use wood to heat their cabin or home. Closer is better. You don't want to put the trees on your property at risk from hitchhiking insects or fungi. However, firewood that has been treatment certified by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is safe and legal to take anywhere in the state. Today is World Pharmacist Day, a day to celebrate the vital role that community pharmacies play in ensuring the health and well-being of our communities. Pharmacists are often the most accessible healthcare professionals, offering trusted advice, medication management, and support right where people live, work, and shop. Access to a community pharmacy is more important than ever. Whether it's answering health questions, helping manage chronic conditions, administering vaccinations, or providing life-saving medications, pharmacists are here to serve and support patients at every stage of their health journey. Recognize the dedication of pharmacists and the essential services they provide. Together, we can ensure that everyone has access to the healthcare resources they need in their communities. We wish a happy World Pharmacist Day to our local pharmacies, Boscobel Pharmacy, Center Pharmacy, Richland Family Prescription Center, Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy, and Hometown Pharmacy in Muscadet. It's currently 71 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Savers Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall Brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's 71 degrees in Richland Center on this Wednesday afternoon, September 25th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison is survived by her daughter, Deanna Gabelt, two grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Laura, Rosie, Cindy, Patrick Jr., and Fred, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro, died September 17th at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pihah Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Pihah Funeral Home Thursday from 5 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Tina Yoder include her husband Matt, three daughters, Corinna, Carissa, and Crystal, her mother, Esther Baldwin, sister, Amanda and Andrew Odom, brother, Brian and Sandy Baldwin, two brothers-in-law, Joe and Laura Yoder, and Daniel Yoder, nieces and nephews, and special friend Leela Kaufman. Christina K., Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro. Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley, died Tuesday at Pines Independent Living in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Killian's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Lindy Schmitz is survived by 5 daughters, Diane and Steve Emerson, Jean and Mike Tretow, Lynn and Bob Tretow, Ann and Mark Linz, and Julie and Len Barsky. 14 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, a sister, Jean Heiser, and many nieces and nephews. Mary Ann, Lindy Schmitz, 90 of Bear Valley. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center, died September 15th at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held Saturday at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Saturday from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a grace. Bob Schmitz is survived by his wife of 61 years, Sharon, 2 children, Michelle, Shelley Schmitz, and Mike Adler of Middleton, and Todd Schmitz and Carrie Melinda of Brooklyn. 1 granddaughter, 2 sisters, Patty Eichhoff of Cottage Grove, and Shirley Cutting of Excelsior, Minnesota. Many nieces, nephews, friends, and co-workers. Robert M., Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Peter Regneri is survived by his wife of more than 50 years, Barbara, a brother, Patrick and Deborah Regneri, 3 sisters-in-law, Deborah K. Regneri, Judith T. Regneri, and Linda S. Regneri, 6 nephews and a niece, Peter B. Regneri, age 81. Mark James Delcamp, 66 of Muscadet, died Saturday. A memorial service will be held Saturday, November 30th at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, November 30th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark Delcamp is survived by his mother, Shirley Delcamp of Muscadet, siblings Kate Delcamp and Rick Amdahl, Sherry Delcamp and Tom Lopez, and Brenda and Brito Delcamp, also 9 nieces and nephews. Mark James Delcamp, 66 of Muscadet. Esther Powers, 82 of Reedstown, died today at Soldiers Grove Health Services. A private graveside service will be held at a later date. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is serving the family of Esther Powers, 82 of Reedstown.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Mark and Babe Kraska, Roger and Diane Heisel, Eric and Katie Farness, Jim and Bobby Ann Goplin, and John and Edwina Melby. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the very pleasant weather is situated right across the upper Midwest, and it's not really going to move a whole lot the next 4 or 5 days. Now, a big part of the reason why things are not moving very fast is because of Hurricane Helene tracking up through the Gulf of Mexico, tracking into the southern U.S. over the next 36 hours. That'll keep high pressure locked in across the upper Midwest. Now, there will be some cloud cover from that southern system impacting us by Friday and Saturday, but right now it looks like most of the rain from it should stay down in Illinois and parts of eastern Iowa. Otherwise, temperatures will run a little bit above normal here. Of course, the average high temperatures around here this time of the year in the upper to mid-60s, but we'll be running into the 70s as we go throughout this next 5 or 6 days. It does finally look like a pretty strong cold front could march in here by Monday night or Tuesday of next week and usher in some sharply cooler air. Well, here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, the wind northwesterly at 3 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mainly clear, pockets of fog later as temperatures cool down to 49 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued on the warm side with highs in the upper 70s, east wind between 5 and 8. Heading into Friday, partly cloudy and a bit breezy. Low at 50 with a high near 79 degrees, northeast wind 8 to 13 miles an hour. Saturday should be partly sunny and somewhat breezy again with that northeast wind up to 15. Low 52 with a high of 77. On Sunday, summer-like weather continues with quite a bit of sunshine. Low reaching the low 50s, high of 79. Monday mostly sunny, high about 76. Tuesday a slight chance of a light shower early, otherwise partly sunny, breezy, and much cooler, high near 63. Hope you have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 73, our low this morning was 43. Our high so far today, 73. The record high for this date set in 1953 is 91. The record low, 24, was set in 1964. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 59. Sunset tonight will be at 6:54, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:53. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 2 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at steady at 29.95. Relative humidity is 57% and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
There's a lot of room to grow for the sustainable aviation fuel business. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Delta Airlines is banking on sustainable aviation fuel to achieve its carbon footprint goal. Jeff Davidman is Delta's VP for Government Affairs.
Delta's sustainability goal is to be carbon neutral by 2050. We truly believe at Delta Airlines that 70% of how we're going to get to our 2050 goal is through sustainable aviation fuel, through SAF. We know it works today. It's in our planes. We are using it. We've had a flight from London to New York on our partner Virgin Atlantic that was 100% SAF.
Davidman says it may be a while yet before SAF can make a real difference.
Even though we know this product works, there's almost none of it in the world today. In 2023, in the United States of America, we produce 25 million gallons of SAF. This year, worldwide, I think they're projected to produce about 600 million gallons. Delta Airlines alone uses 4 billion gallons of jet fuel every single year. U.S. carriers as a whole, that's 35 billion gallons of jet fuel. And when you go to the whole world, it's far in excess of 35 billion gallons.
Then, says Davidman, the cost is high at the moment.
Currently, SAF is anywhere between 2 to 3 times the amount of conventional jet fuel, and that is not a number that's probably sustainable over a long period of time.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with 3 distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. A U.S. congressman from Missouri says Congress is expected to vote later today on a continuing resolution that could keep the government funded through mid-December. Sam Graves tells Brownfield,
"It's just all negotiation."
A previous extension of the 2018 Farm Bill expires Monday, and Graves says it's unclear if a new extension is included in the CR. He says the lack of progress on a farm bill has been frustrating.
The folks on the other side, they either want more Green New Deal stuff in there, or they want, you know, bigger nutrition programs and end the traditional component of the farm bill, which is what, you know, basically gives us the stability in agriculture.
Graves says more should be known about the continuing resolution later today. The Vice President of Government Affairs for Growth Energy says a bipartisan Senate proposal to extend the 45Z tax credit for low-carbon biofuels is a home run for their members. John Fuhrer tells Brownfield,
I think it's going to be really beneficial as people make these investment decisions.
The proposal would extend the credit for 10 years but restrict the incentive to products derived from domestic feedstocks. He says he expects 45Z to be a key issue for Congress moving forward. The bill is sponsored by U.S. Senators Roger Marshall from Kansas and Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Directors of state departments of agriculture are working to ensure policies benefit America's farmers and ranchers. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from the 2024 NASDA annual meeting.
Current NASDA president, Oklahoma Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, says expanding trade opportunities is crucial to farmer profitability.
How can we access those markets? How can we have better conversations? Certainly very appreciative. The Foreign Ag Service has had a great presence here at our meeting. We certainly live in very much a global market. So what that trade policy looks like makes a big, big difference to our farmers all across the U.S.
Kansas Ag Secretary Mike Beam says protecting U.S. livestock from a foreign animal disease outbreak is also a priority. From Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
Thanks, Aaron. The executive director of the Organic Farmers Association says more than 90 farmers in Iowa, Minnesota, and other states received clawback letters surrounding the 2022 bankruptcy of Iowa-based Global Processing Incorporated. Kate Mendenhall says the letters are legit.
Farmers have also received a clawback to pay back the money they were paid in 2022 for grain that they delivered. And they don't get the grain back. That is long gone. But they are asked to pay back the money that they were given for the grain delivered.
She tells Brownfield the OFA is advising growers who received those letters to contact an attorney. USDA is reporting the sale of 180,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico for delivery this marketing year. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers. From what's happening in the field,
our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water,
to ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are up at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet. Asking prices have surfaced in the south around $185 live, but still haven't been established in the north. Bids are elusive. It looks like significant trade volume is going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is lower at midday on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 88 cents at $301.01. Select is $1.64 lower at $285.23. At the regional stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $2 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers under 550 pounds were $4 to $8 higher. Heifers over 550 pounds were $2 to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good and supply was moderate. Reputation yearling steers and heifers from multiple consignments were met with strong demand. Medium and large on feeder steers, 635 to 637 pounds, brought 270 to 286.50. Feeder steers, 767 to 787 pounds, brought 251.85 to 255.85. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 607 to 626 pounds, brought 245 to 251.50. Cash hogs are up at midday with solid negotiated purchases. The momentum from the strong business Tuesday is carrying over into today so far, as processors have been aggressive in their procurement efforts and bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been helping. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which have declined slightly on the week. The USDA's quarterly hog inventory numbers are out Thursday. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up $1.39 with a weighted average of $76.33. The Western Corn Belt is $1.44 higher with a weighted average of $76.47. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $60. In Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $55 to $67. Barrows and gilts are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values are firm at midday, up 36 cents at $94.32. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans are higher, corn, cattle, and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You were made for farming, so is Stein. Each year, look to make the most of every opportunity and define success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up modestly today, watching harvest activity, expecting some areas to make good progress, but the hurricane headed for the southeast will cause more delays in that part of the country. Hot, dry weather could limit planting in parts of Brazil. November beans are up 4 at 10.46 and a quarter. January's 4 higher at 10.65. October bean meal's down 30 cents at 323.30, but on continued global vegetable oil momentum, October soybean oil's up 41 points at 44.36. Corn's back to mixed, keeping an eye on U.S. harvest progress and the planting conditions in South America. Mexico purchased 180,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. December's 1.25 higher at 413, and March is up 3/4 at 431.5. And wheat's turned higher. More U.S. soft red winter planting delays are likely, while most of the hard red winter region should see solid progress. USDA's 2024 wheat production updates out on the 30th, along with quarterly grain stocks. December Chicago's 7.75 higher at 585.75. December Kansas City's up 6 at 577. December Minneapolis is 2 higher at 613.75. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are higher ahead of this week's direct trade. Asking prices are 185 live, otherwise things are quiet. October live's down 22 at 182.97. December's 12 lower at 184.27. October feeders are up 27 at 246.07. And ahead of Thursday's quarterly hogs and pigs and cold storage reports, October hogs are up 20 at 82.32. December lean's down 30 at 74.67. Crude oil sharply lower below 70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. You won't believe the lineup we have next week. First, on Monday, September 30th, we have a very impressive lineup at the Columbus Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include two extremely nice service trucks, a John Deere 550J dozer, a Cat tractor loader backhoe, two wheel loaders, four telehandlers, seven skid loaders, and a ton of lightly used equipment out of a local rental fleet. This is an impressive lineup of construction equipment. The next equipment consignment auction at the Columbus Auction Yard, Monday, September 30th. The following Friday, October 4th, we'll be up in Dale for the Dale Hay Equipment Auction. This auction features trucks, tractors, trailers, loaders, skid loaders, and tons of support equipment. The Dale Hay Auction, Friday, October 4th, in Dale, Wisconsin. And we've got some timed online-only estate auctions coming down the pipe as well. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
All chocolate milk isn't created equal. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Did you know that chocolate milk served in schools is different than the chocolate milk you can purchase at the grocery store? Jessica Castle is a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council.
School milk is formulated differently than the milk that you would buy in the grocery store. And by that, I mean it has less added sugar. So when we look at chocolate milk that's served in schools, the amount of added sugar has dropped by 50% since 2007. And at this point in time, the chocolate milk served in schools is only 27.7 more calories than the white milk that's served in schools. I think a lot of people don't realize how there's this, all of the foods that are served in schools are usually formulated a little bit differently than what we can buy in the grocery store, so that they meet the dietary guidelines that the food service directors need.